Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today we're celebrating baptisms, and to help those students that still have midterms, they have to get in study, we have both Father Xavier and myself here. So Father Xavier will lead the baptisms.
This should always be a source of joy, and let it be a source of a reminder of what baptism is about. It's not just new life, it's divine life, being adopted sons and daughters of our Father. So I ask the parents, what name do you give your child?
Kira Elizabeth.
Kaya Martel.
Harriet Marie.
Penelope Louise.
You have asked to have your child baptized. In doing so, you're accepting the responsibility of training them to be in the practice of the faith. It is your duty to bring them up to keep God's commandments as Christ taught us, by loving God and our neighbor. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking?
Yes.
Godparents, are you ready to help the parents of these children in their duties as Christian parents? Harriet Marie, Penelope Louise, Kira Elizabeth, and Kaya Martel, the Christian community welcomes you with great joy. In its name, I claim you for Christ our Savior by the sign of his cross. I now trace the cross on your forehead, invite your parents and godparents to do the same. Dear parents and godparents, you've come here to present your child for baptism by water and the Holy Spirit. Your son, your daughter, is to receive the gift of new life from God, who is love. On your part, you must make it your constant care to bring your child up in the practice of the faith. See that the divine light that God gives is kept safe from the poison of sin. Grow always stronger in your child's heart. If your faith makes you ready to accept this responsibility, renew now the vows of your own baptism. And I invite this whole congregation to renew your baptismal vows with them here. So I ask us all, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children?
I do.
Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin?
I do.
Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. And parents, so I ask you, is it your will that your child should be baptized in the faith of the Church, which we've all professed with you? Kaya Martel, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's have a real amen on that one.
Amen.
Harriet Marie, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Penelope, Luis, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kira Elizabeth, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from sin and given you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcomed you into his holy people. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation, as Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and servant king. So may you always live as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life. At your baptism, you all share in Christ's threefold ministry, but they don't get to use it yet. All of you, all the families have to be priestly, to offer sacrifice of thanksgiving for them, to be prophetic, to say words that upbuild them. And I figure the parents know what it means to be really servant kingly about 2 a.m. in the morning, right? Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. They are to walk always as children of the light. May they keep the flame of faith alive in their hearts. May the Lord, when the Lord comes, may they go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. Receive the light of Christ. For the rest of us, the question is, will you be light in this world, which is sometimes a bit on the dark side, right? So I think any parent who takes on being a parent is such a gift of life. And so let us, I think, give them a little support by our applause.
For the children baptized today, for Harriet Marie Hochschessler, Kira Elizabeth Mink, Penelope Louise Murphy, and Kaya Morte Edward. Father, protect and guide these children. May their parents and families be examples of love, and may their homes be filled with joy. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.